So with good posture, just attending to the points of posture for meditation and sitting comfortably, with your back straight. As best we can, we're not concerned with thoughts of the past, the future, or what might be going on elsewhere. At the moment, and generate a positive motivation for not just this session but for the whole day. Any benefit from this session we can dedicate to the greater peace and happiness of all sentient beings. Make the determination to keep in mind to have the motivation of bodhicitta for all our actions during the day. In that way, each day we create unbelievable merit, creating the causes to become enlightened. And that way, be really effective in our actions to help sentient beings achieve the same result. So we've been hearing quite a bit about impermanence. It's good to take some time in meditation to investigate impermanence and different levels that we can look at impermanence. So let's begin by observing our breath. Looking at the impermanence of the breath. We just let the breath come and go of its own accord, not creating any particular rhythm, just let it gently enter and leave the body. You may notice the difference in each breath, very subtle differences, each breath different than the one before it. With each breath, we breathe in different air. With each breath, our body changes. We may notice different sensations around our nose or our lips as we breathe in and breathe out. We can feel our lungs expanding and contracting, the muscles in the abdomen rising, falling. So with each breath, there is change. then think about other changes that take place in the body. As each moment goes by, think of all the different parts of the body: arms, leg, head, skin, blood, bones, nerves, muscles. And they are all made up of smaller parts, cells, all the parts that make up cells. And even though at times we might feel the body being completely at rest, there is constant movement taking place. Our heart beating, the blood flowing, nervous impulses, constant activity. And on an even more subtle level, we know that cells are being born, moving about, dying, disintegrating. All this activity, each moment of our life. And if we think of our body on an even more subtle level, we think of the molecules that make up the body, the atoms, subatomic particles, and we understand that they're in constant motion. Thinking in this way, we may get a feeling for the change that's constantly taking place in our body, every single moment of our life. Constant change, impermanence. Let's apply this thinking to our mind. We can say it's composed of many parts, different thoughts, perceptions, feelings, images, memories. A constant flow, following one after the other, ceaselessly. We only have to spend a short amount of time observing the flow of experiences in our mind. It's just like sitting in the window of a restaurant, or sitting out on the footpath on the table having a coffee and watching all the passing parade, the cars, the people. Constant flow. And if we step back and take that position of observation and don't get involved in the thoughts, just observe all those objects that appear to the mind, we may get a sense of the impermanent, ever-changing nature of the mind. Now, extend your awareness to the outer world. Think about the immediate surroundings. The cushion you're sitting on, the seat you're sitting on, the floor, the walls, windows, ceiling of this room. The furniture. All the different objects in the room, the holy objects. We look at these things and we see an appearance that looks very solid, static, unchanging. But we know that it's actually a mass of tiny particles, constantly in motion. Constantly whizzing around in space, not staying still for a moment. All these supposed solid static objects are impermanent, constantly changing. Now, let your awareness travel further out beyond this room. Think of other people. Our friends, family, strangers in our experience. We can think of all sentient beings. Their bodies, their minds, constantly changing. not the same from moment to moment. All the animals, the birds, the insects we see around us and we know exist, exactly the same. We can think of all the inanimate objects in the world, in the universe, in the universes. Think of all the houses, the buildings, the roads, cars, trees, mountains, the oceans, the rivers, the very earth itself. Look up into the sky and we see the sun, the moon, the stars. All these objects composed of atoms. Minute particles constantly changing. Every moment, every millisecond, all impermanent, nothing staying the same without changing. So thinking on these different levels about the constant change taking place, if at any point you have a sense of a clear, strong feeling of the changing nature of things, stop the thinking, stop the analysing, and hold your attention very firmly on that feeling. For as long as possible, without distraction. And then, if you need to, if you lose that little insight, then continue the analysis. But most importantly, just think of impermanence on those different levels and see if you get a sense of the constantly changing, impermanent nature of ourselves and all that's around us. So in doing this sort of meditation, we may begin to see how unrealistic self-defeating it is to cling to things as though they were permanent. Whatever is beautiful and pleasing changes, eventually disappears. So we can't expect it to bring happiness, lasting happiness. Whatever is unpleasant or disturbing is the same. It won't last forever. And we know from our experience in the past that at times it even changes for the better. So why do we become so upset or angry? Let's finish with making the determination to keep in touch with that idea of impermanence on a very personal level, but also as we go about our activities. The impermanence of all that's around us, the people, the objects, our experiences. In this way, we slowly reduce our ideas of attachment, our ideas of aversion. Our minds become much more peaceful. And we could dedicate the merit from this practice this morning, this session, to the enlightenment of all sentient beings. So two or three deeper breaths, you can finish the meditation.